This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a Florida building collapse has now risen to 86, with 43 people still missing. And meanwhile, a structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of a Miami-area condominium tower last month said the investigation analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they are able to identify what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan Kilsheimer said that he and his team were using 2D and 3D modeling to look at load-supporting elements, wind conditions, and other variables. While he says it's too early to say what exactly caused the collapse, he has been able to study the north building and perform materials testing to compare with the building that actually collapsed. The leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen cooperation on the anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance between the two countries. That's according to North Korea's KCNA news agency. In a message to China's Xi Jinping, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said their relationship is vital in the face of hostile foreign forces, while Xi promised to bring cooperation to a new stage. China has been North Korea's only major ally since the two signed the treaty in 1961, and international sanctions imposed over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs have made it more dependent than ever on Beijing for trade and other support. One of Hong Kong's most established pro-democracy civic organizations is letting go of its paid staff and cutting in half the size of its steering committee after Beijing stepped up its crackdown on opposition activity in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. The Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China is best known for organizing an annual rally and candlelight vigil, remembering those killed.